Yeah, we're back down to Cork now to Blackrock Castle Observatory at Munster Technological University to say hello to Francis McCarthy. Hello, Francis.
Hello. Yes. Hello, hello. Hello.
Francis, I'm admiring the moon lately.
Wasn't it just amazing?
It's spectacular, yes. And do you know, when you see the moon like that, you realise that we're on a sphere as well, floating in space. You know,
this is why I tell people all the time to know that the world is round. Yes. Look at the moon.
Yes. We're like that because it is spectacularly real. It's nearly close enough to touch.
And last night, did you see it rising last night? It was just spectacular.
Yeah, I told the kids you have to go out and see that moon. You have to go out and see it.
Yeah, and it was 8 o'clock, so it was easy. You know, yes, it wasn't... Yeah.
And supermoon, now we overuse the word super now, super friendly, okay. Super cool, supermoons. Yeah, is the supermoon a new thing or were there always supermoons?
I don't remember supermoons when I was a baby astronomer. When I was at astronomy school in the 80s, supermoons weren't even mentioned. And so I did look it up and apparently supermoons, an astrologer coined the term in the 70s. And it just got a little bit of traction. You know, I blame, you know, Superman and Christopher Reeve and the super everything world we live in.
Yes.
So a super, but it is a physically actually is a thing.
Okay, go on.
The moon's orbit isn't perfectly round. If it was perfectly round, the moon would be always exactly the same distance from us. The moon's orbit is a little bit lopsided, so sometimes it is physically closer. And if it's physically a little bit closer, it looks a little bit bigger. I'm always reminded of that Father Ted moment, you know, this is a small cow, that's a big cow, one's closer, one's far away. Yeah, yeah, you know, it's like that. The moon is physically just a little bit closer, so it looks physically a little bit bigger.
And then the weather conditions contribute around now as well, don't they? Or do they?
Well, there is actually a second thing that makes the moon look big. So last night when it was rising, it looked enormous. And that's because when the moon is near the horizon, it does look bigger to us. Right. We're not 100% sure why, but it does. So I was getting a lift back from my Brownie Guide meeting. Brown Owl was driving. I'm in the passenger seat going, look over there, don't crash, but look over there. And it was just spectacular.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to be better tonight because tonight it'll be full.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be full and it will go into the Earth's shadow in the middle of the night. So not only do we have a supermoon, we have a supermoon in an eclipse.
So this is where the Earth is between the sun and the moon.
Yeah. So that is known as, are you ready for this word? Best word ever. A syzygy.
A syzygy.
I love
it. How do you spell syzygy?
S-Z-Y-Z-G-Y.
Wow, that you made that up now. S-Z.
I did not make, yes. Syzygy.
Spell it again there. S-Z.
Now you're asking me and I'm doubting that I'm spelling it the right way. So S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. It's all the Y's, not the Z.
Right.
Syzygy. S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. How many Y's do you get in Scrabble?
I don't know.
Do you get?
But if you could ever do syzygy, that's it. You're just, everyone would just go, yeah.
So a syzygy just means they all line up.
Aha, uh-huh, right.
So three things in a row is a syzygy.
And what time do you have to be up to witness the syzygy?
Well, if you want the full eclipse, so you want the moon into the Earth's shadow completely, it's the best of it is at 3:45 in the morning. So there's not much difference from the east of Ireland to the west of Ireland, although it's slightly a couple of minutes later and a little bit higher in the sky if you're on the west coast of Ireland. But it is, it's a middle of the night one. You know, it's a
and do you need any special
eyeball
equipment?
And have a look. Nope.
No.
Eyeballs only.
Right.
But it's going to be quite subtle. So the moon will appear not quite as bright because not quite as much sunlight is reaching it because it's in our shadow. But some sunlight will still be reaching it because our planet has air and the air bends the sunlight. So it won't be a full dark.
But will there be a little bite?
March.
Will there be a little bite out of the moon?
A little tiny bite just at one corner when it goes into the fuller eclipse. But, you know, eclipses show up fairly regularly. Lunar eclipses are visible to a large number of people when they happen. So next March, there's a really good lunar eclipse. So, you know, the forecast is good. If you are a kind of 4 a.m. person, just getting a glass of water, making a comfort stop, stick your head out the window. It will be to the south and to the west.
Right.
So south when it starts. So look kind of southwest at 4 a.m.
Now, just while you're on, one of our listeners has a question for you. Would Francis have any advice on the best time to travel to see the Northern Lights in Iceland or thereabouts?
Well, the biggest problem with Iceland is the weather. If Iceland's clear, you've got a great chance of seeing Northern Lights because the sun is incredibly active right now. So it's not so much an astronomer you need to check with, but a weather forecaster. Now I grew up in Canada, so I've seen the Northern Lights. I missed them in the spring when they were amazing because Cork was under all the cloud. But the sun is particularly active right now. So, you know, if you're there in the winter when it's nice and dark at night, you've a good chance because the sun is going to oblige. You just need the clouds to help us out.
Okay. And just before you go, Apophis. Who's Apophis?
Oh, no. Okay. Apophis is a hyped up asteroid that gets all the news. All right. So Apophis is an asteroid. So it's a lump of rock going through space. And it's one of the near Earth ones. So it crosses the Earth's orbit, which is only a problem if it crosses the Earth's orbit when the Earth is in the same spot. Like, I don't mind having someone cross the road in front of me when I'm driving down the road, as long as they just don't step right out in front of me. Mm. So the possibility is that something could collide with Apophis, and possibly if it collides in exactly the right way, in exactly the right angle, with exactly the right speed, give it a little nudge. There's a 1 in a million chance that it might affect the orbit of Apophis enough that when it crosses the Earth's orbit, it happens to cross at the same time we're there. I wouldn't be worried about 1 in a million.
Okay, I shouldn't have brought it up. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, no, absolutely bring it up because people are asking because they've done new research on it, but people read the headline and not the 1 in a million.
There you go. So tonight there's a partial lunar eclipse, but even if you don't stay up for that, it's worth seeing the moon because the skies are clear and it's a super moon.
Yes.
Francis McCarthy, Education and Outreach Officer at Blackrock Castle Observatory at Munster Technological University. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks, Francis.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.